episode 657, Confessions of an Upset Mama Living on Purpose.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Good day, good day, happy day, ladies. How are you? I just want to send you a huge squeeze across the airways. I have enjoyed this week with you so much, and I cannot believe it's already Confession Day. Oh, yes. Confessions of an Upset Mama Living on Purpose. And whether or not you have children, you have got to listen to this one. It is going to be good, it's going to be real, and it's going to be raw. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I hope you've already had the opportunity to check out createyournow.com, because there you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, everyday solutions to help keep your life simpler. We have so much going on. I know for me, this week has been a whirlwind. My husband was traveling somewhere. My kids have been in and out. I mean, all of them, all five have been in and out. Even the animals have been, not just because they have to do business, but like I had to take them to the vet and, you know, just crazy stuff. And I'm sure you've had an absolutely full week too. But our full weeks don't always have to be crazy, and they don't always have to be chaotic. If we could begin to live on purpose, we have a drive and a directive and a direction as to where we want to go, it makes life a little simpler. And so that's what we're chatting about today. But first, I want to give you a few reminders. Number one, my strength is my story. Click on the link in the show notes. It's called My Strength is My Story. It's a brand new series that we're bringing here, right here to Create Your Now. You don't have to go anywhere else, but we're bringing on guests, and that guest could even be you if you so choose. Yes, I would love to hear your story. And so if you're wanting to share, this is only going to cost your time. That's it. So there's a link. Click on the link, and I ask just a few questions so I can begin to get to know you, and then we can set up your call and see if this is going to be a fit for you and for me, because I want you to feel really comfortable with it. You see, our stories are truly our strength. A lot of times that we like to run from them, but we don't. It actually empowers us. And so I really want to give you all this platform to be able to do that. And we all have gone through storms and struggles and troubles in our lives, but we've also come out a winner on the other side. And so I look forward to hearing from you. And if you're like, oh gosh, I'm not sure, then guess what? Click the link anyway. You do. Come on and talk to me. I promise I do not bite. And if you talk to everybody who's already spoken with me, they'll say the same thing. You hear me here? I'm the same thing when I pick up the phone. I'm just the girlfriend next door. Your coach, your sister, someone who wants to love and serve and empower you in your walk, in your purpose of life. Okay, that's number one. Number two is, we've already made this announcement once, but we are now on iHeartRadio. Yes! So that means that, yeah, you can take me anywhere. No excuses. And you can also share me with anyone. So maybe your friends have been saying, oh yeah, but I don't have, you know, iTunes, and it's too hard for me to figure out this podcast thing. Well, guess what? You can just stream me on iHeartRadio. So definitely spread the word. I am so excited and feel very honored and humbled that our podcast now is on there. And I call it our podcast because you are on this team. We're part of a family. We truly are. And that's how I consider it. Okay, I think I've got everything done, right? I gave out my hugs to you, shared a little bit of love, welcomed everybody into the family, and we got our two announcements, right? Okay, I think we're good. Oh, and I'll throw in just one more for goodness. Facebook.com/groups/The Women of Impact. Yes, that's in the show notes too. You knew I'd say that. But that is our private closed Facebook group. I would love to see our women folk in there. It's a way, it's all free. It's a way for us just to strengthen each other. I did a live Facebook video of making bone broth for the ladies, and that was really fun. And so if you want to check it out, just go on in, request to join, and there I will accept your request and we'll go from there. Okay, living on purpose, because we got to live on purpose. And I got to tell you, regardless if we are young or if we're a wise young child, Yeah, notice how I include us as being the young wise ones because we're still growing, we're still children, we're a child of God. Living on purpose invites greatness to show up in our lives. But when we refrain from tapping into our gifts and talents, there's no chance for our purpose to show up. We just bury our passion and all that's left is the dirt of mundane performance. How are you living your life? We've extinguished all possibilities and hope of living on purpose. My daughter is working on what she wants to be when she grows up. And I'm talking about the oldest of five. She's in college now, and she came home off and on this weekend. She's been texting me back and forth, and, you know, she shows up because we're not very far from campus. She doesn't live at home, but, you know, she comes and frequents here often. But I could tell something was really on her mind. And a week or so ago, she was like, Mom, I really need to talk to you. And we had this really good heart-to-heart mom and daughter talk. I love those kind of talks. And in talking about it, I knew there was something more, but it wasn't for me to point out, even though the coach in me is like, come on, I got to drag this out of her. But that's not my part that I needed to play at that point in her life. And so this week came along and she started to really think about, you know, everything that she needed to do in order to be what she wants to be when she grows up. And those are big shoes to fill. She's got a lot of schooling left in her future. And so, you know, with her thinking, and I mean, college is rough and she's taking these classes, and we decided that we really needed to make some adjustments with what she was doing and how she was progressing and what she would do next. I mean, they're already registering for next semester's classes. Can you believe it? We can't even get through Halloween or Thanksgiving and we're already thinking about registering. Well, not already thinking. They already have registered for classes. So, I mean, we were on like deadline after deadline after deadline. It was a crazy, stressful week. Talk about being upset, frustrated, a little bit frazzled. Oh, yes. I think I added about another 252 gray hairs to my head. But you know, I had to ask her a tough question. And it was a yes-no question. It was one that I ask and then I just shut my mouth and I wait for the answer. And I asked her, are you living on purpose? And it got real quiet. You could hear the crickets outside. I mean, it was that quiet. Now it is cold, so we really didn't hear the crickets, but it was really quiet. And I just sat there and I was like, oh, she is going to answer me, right? Well, she didn't answer me, but I could see her wheels turning in her head. And I had to get real honest with her. I had to see, was she fumbling through life, taking things as they were thrown at her, trying to rescue all those in need? Or was she strategically living her life, creating boundaries and safe zones for her to excel? Are you living on purpose? You see, purpose can change with our seasons in life. I know you're a little bit alarmed now, aren't you? I just said your purpose can change. You're like, I was created with only one purpose, Christiane. You were ultimately the greater purpose, the eternal purpose that God has created for you, and he has designed within you, but it doesn't happen overnight. Think about it. When Jesus walked on this earth, was he like, boom, it just happened? No, he had to grow up. He had to learn. He had to understand. He had to be taught. He had to be disciplined even. This was a child who became a boy, who became a man, who died on the cross for you and me. But his eternal purpose, the one God created within him, had to be lived out through the seasons within his life. And in each season, there was a mini purpose. See, our purposes change. That's why it's important for us to understand what season we are in our lives. Purpose gives us direction. It gives us a directive. It keeps us what? Going where we're supposed to be going, because most of us in our lives are fumbling through life. We're getting lost in the thorns and the thistles. We aren't on the path to our greater purpose. We're kind of rolling down some hills. We hit a few stumps along the way. We get cut up, we get some scars, we get bruises. But that's all part of living out our greater purpose. Are you living your purpose? You see, when you start looking at your life in seasons, you can begin to see the many purposes, those small pieces of the puzzle that adds up to your greater purpose. Sometimes we really get lost in the field of abundance when we look at our bigger picture. And we don't know which direction we're headed because there's so many different paths. There's not just like one left or one right, but we got like 32 to choose from. You can probably remember a time in your life that you had multiple options and you sat there going, I don't know what to do. I know for me, and in the many purposes, both many as in little and many as in multiples, there was a purpose and a time and a season in my life that my purpose was solely to be the stay-at-home, homeschooling mom, being truly the CEO of the family, nothing more, nothing less. And that was a huge purpose that I had to conquer. Now you might be saying, well, aren't you still the CEO of the family? Aren't you still raising children? Oh, yes, I am. I'll let you know when I'm done raising them, but it's not going to happen anytime soon. I don't know that we ever stop raising our children. We're always there to mentor and to give them direction. But I know for me, in that season of my life, if it did not meet that requirement of that, okay, did it fit into this arena, these boundaries, then I couldn't do it. But do you think I really applied myself that way? Oh, no, 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 no. I was doing it like my daughter was. I was going to save the world. If somebody needed 24 dozen cookies, okay, not that many. But like 5 dozen cookies, I'd bake them by the next day. I'd stay up for 3 or 4 hours if I needed to. I'd get it done. It was always yes, 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 yes. Boundaries, there are no boundaries. And so as my daughter was talking to me and I'm asking her, are you living on purpose? I was being reflected. This huge thing coming back at me. Are you living on purpose? Are you living on purpose? Do you have a directive right now in your life, the season of life that you are in? Because if not, you are fumbling through it. You're making it up as you go along. And if you think you're doing the right thing, you may actually be doing the wrong thing because you have no clue of what you're doing. Now, sometimes we see that bigger picture and we get lost in that field and we begin to choose the wrong direction. Of which then it takes a lot of other paths to get us back on the right direction. Now, God does take care of us in that way. I truly believe that. But if we can begin to be very watchful, be aware, to be alert, to be in communication, to be in relationship with Christ, and understand that we are living on purpose, that many purpose for that season in our life that eventually we will see and live on purpose for our greater purpose. Because one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. And that's ultimately when you will see that you were created on purpose for a purpose. When God calls you home, and you have time, literally, all the time in the world, to reflect and see what happened. And you can see all how those little pieces of the puzzle fit together, which you may not understand ever here on earth. Are you living on purpose? Do you know what you're supposed to be doing right now in this season? I asked my daughter the same thing. Are you living on purpose, sweetheart? Are you really doing what you're supposed to be doing? Come to find out, no. She was being a little bit too much like her mother. And that's great when you see the good traits in your children. You're like, yes, I did something right. But when they're doing the ones and repeating some of the things that you did, yeah, you don't want those done. And I sat there and I said, we got to look at this strategically. We got to set up some boundaries. Because your purpose right now is to get you to this next season in your life. But if you don't do this and fulfill this, you'll never make it to that next season. Sometimes that's how we get lost. We see the bigger picture, but we don't see the little steps that are right in front of us. There's no reason for us to be wandering about in the thorns and the thistles and trying to fumble our way through. There is hope. Are you living on purpose? I want you to join in on that conversation. Are you living on purpose? That's a question I have for you. I really want you to dive deep. I'm not even going to give you this huge kiss because I want you to think on this. This is a tough one to answer. And it's not easy. I mean, I thought I had, come on. I know everything, right? Of course I don't know everything. I learn as I go. I make mistakes. I have to make hard choices and hard decisions. But if I understand my purpose at the time of where I'm at, I have a directive, which means I have a direction. That means I know the path that I'm on. The decisions become easier. And I have clarity. Maybe you're wandering around in fog right now and you don't have that clarity that you want. You need to gain some of it. Maybe you need to gain some confidence that, gosh, am I really taking the next step that I'm supposed to be going? I need something. Maybe you need to begin to light your belief torch. Maybe you've had your dreams on the back burner way too long. And your passion within you is kind of, it's fizzled out. That happens. That's not anything that you have to be so sad about. You can resurrect it. So if you're saying, gosh, yeah, that's kind of me, let's take AIM together. Click on the link. Let's schedule a Take AIM session. It's just a call. It's nothing. It's like you and me chatting here right now, except you know what? I'm not the only one speaking. That's the difference. You get to have someone listen to you. You become the priority. And then you can begin to answer the question, am I living on purpose to get to my greater purpose? It's time that you take AIM. One step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.